Looking forward, Ben Cheney said he has high hopes for Philadelphia and all of Mississippi.
I like to thank those white folks from Neshoba County and other parts of Mississippi who walked up to me and said, things are changing. Not as fast as we want them to change, but they're changing. I'm talking about various ages and various economical backgrounds.
We want to talk a little bit more about Mississippi, the state of mind, not only in Philadelphia, but the state itself. Joining us now, Congressman Benny Thompson. He's a Democrat representing the state's 2nd congressional district. Congressman, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So much is talked about now being able to close a chapter on this heinous crime, this incident that has lived in infamy. I'm curious whether you believe that is possible now.
Well, I think over time, the verdict we just had in Philadelphia is one more chapter in trying to close the book. There are a number of chapters still left. We have the Emmett Till chapter still left, a number of other chapters that we have to complete. But it's a step in the right direction.
There are those who believe that, as you mentioned, the Emmett Till exhumation and the attempt to try to, quote, close that chapter, as we see here in the killing trial in Philadelphia, Mississippi, the attempt to close that chapter. There are those who believe that this is important and need it. There are others who suggest that you have to let the past be the past and you cannot solve it today. Where do you stand?
Well, I say those individuals who say that conceivably are part and parcel to the problem. I don't know anywhere on earth where, when a crime is convicted, time absolves individuals of the crime. So why should we, in these kind of atrocities we're talking about here, try to paint that picture that time will correct the past? Only a guilty verdict, like what we had in the killing case, will attempt to correct the past. So I think those individuals are just doing and trying to perpetrate their own personal beliefs into reality, and it's not reality.
We heard one of the jurors from the killing trial suggest, and he was a Philadelphia local, that he needed to prove to the rest of the country that Mississippi has moved forward. How much do you believe that Mississippians actually believe that there is a need to prove that they are not the same, quote, redneck state that so many people grew up and saw in the 1950s and 60s?
Well, I think it's only with the help of the media that we can force our state to do what's right. Mississippi has a history of, if left alone, it will do everything that's wrong. So it's because the media kept the light on this case, did Mississippi not tuck his head any longer. And so what we have to do is to continue through the various media outlets, get the light to continue to shine on our state. I've lived there all my life, and I know if our state had its druthers, many of the progressive things that have occurred would not have occurred. The integration of public education would not have occurred. The allowing blacks to vote without harassment, a number of those things just would not have occurred had it not been for the light that continue to shine on our state.
Do you believe in looking at this case that it matters at all that Killen was convicted of manslaughter and not murder in the sense, and some jurors say that that is because they could not place Killen, none of the witnesses and the like, could not place Killen at the scene of the crime, yet they believed him to be the impetus for all of this. Does it matter to you and others at that point?
Well, I think first and foremost, there is a conviction. The murder conviction obviously would have been optimum, but we didn't get it. But we got the second best, and I will accept that. I'm confident that he will not see another day in the free world once he's sentenced, given his age. So it could be a life sentence anyway. I'm looking forward to, as I said, looking at some other cases, seeing whether or not our governor, who has not said a word during this whole trial, is going a step forward. He's saying he's going to look at running for president of the United States, yet when the whole world is looking at a case in his state, he is as silent on this as Trent Lott was on the lynching apology here in Washington.
And let me ask you very quickly, with about a minute to go, we heard statements from Ben Cheney who suggested that he was a bit disappointed in what he saw from the African-American community there and has challenged not only the town but leaders of the town to move forward. What of his statement?
Well, I think his statement should be taken to heart. The African-American community will have to continue to step forward and do the best that they can. You know, Philadelphia, Mississippi is still Philadelphia, Mississippi. I think there are a lot of people across the state who are sympathetic. A lot of them came this weekend to Philadelphia to the memorial service and what have you. And obviously there are a lot of things going on. But I think overall that challenge will be accepted by the African-American community. We just had municipal elections 2 weeks ago in our state, and we added another 120 black elected officials to the list. So the African-American community is stepping forward in other fronts, accepting the leadership mantle.
All right, Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who is the only black member of Congress from that state. We thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.